Mish Tezayim, left column, second to the last paragraph. Uchmoichayim, v'chol ha-metziyu shal kiyum toiru ha-mitzvus, the Nesiv Shalom up until here was talking about Das. Knowledge and how important that is when it comes to doing tshuva. She says, so also the a person's observance of Torah and mitzvahs, hashodesh v'adas, the root is das, is knowledge. And if a person doesn't have the light of das with all of its depth, the concept of, as Chazal say, regarding tefillah, regarding davening, know before who you stand. For whom are you performing this mitzvah? Before who are you going to have to give a reckoning? Right. Not only will one have to reckon for their wrongdoings, rather, even for the performance of mitzvahs, if a person does mitzvahs without the proper contemplation, without the proper infusion of emotion, then even their mitzvahs will be, a person will have to give a reckoning on why their mitzvahs were done in such a inferior manner.
I thought he was going to say something scarier, things that we could accomplish, that we did though don't accomplish, to show us, look, you can accomplish all this.
Whether he said it or not, it's going to, that's part of it too. So he says, even more than a person has to do tshuva for their averus, for their actual wrongdoings, so the glass is tshuva l'avodosa b'katnus hadas. A person also has to do tshuva for the avoda, for the mitzvahs that a person did, with a smallness of knowledge, meaning with the lack of knowledge that it was just a negligence on our part for not trying to understand better or trying to know more at the time who we were doing this mitzvah for. That itself required, we need to do tshuva for that shortcoming in das. That's the same, that's what he was talking about, the Reb Sadia Goin before. That's the story of Reb Sadia Goin. That was where the innkeeper didn't know who he was. Yeah. So this is a continuation of that. Meaning the more we find out about the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, the more we realize Hashem's greatness, the more we realize how unbefitting our Avodah was for the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. The Chaser Hadas, now besides this, the lack of Das, he has similar time. It is that itself is the cause for Averis. The person does not transgress an Avera unless a folly spirit has entered him. Meaning that the knowledge was taken away from him. That's what foolishness is, a lack of das. The person doesn't realize the outcome of his actions. He doesn't differentiate between the acts of man, the acts of the animal. The person doesn't realize that he is supposed to be choosing good and repulsing evil.
Then why is he accountable?
What?
Then why would he be accountable? Maybe this is overstated a little bit.
No. Why? What did you say?
He doesn't realize
he
that
has
he's...
knowledge.
No, because he has the ability to realize. He's talking at the person at the time of the Avera. Mm-hmm. Becomes caught up in what in the is so caught up in the Avera to the point that he's not paying attention to what he should be paying attention to. That's what he's saying.
Distracted.
Right, no, right. So if the person would stop for a second to
think about what he's doing?
Think about what you're doing. Think about what he's supposed to be thinking about. He would not come to do the Avera.
So really, that's what he's accountable for allowing himself to get into the situation.
Right.
Not the situation itself.
Oh, right.
Those are two separate things.
Well, when a person does something,
those are two separate things.
Right. Let's not talk about Averas per se. Let's say somebody drinks excessive amount of alcohol, right? And then gets into a car and kills somebody. Right? What was it? What did they do wrong? When they got to the car, they weren't thinking. They didn't have the ability to think. You're guilty for drinking an excessive amount of alcohol. Should you get the electric chair for killing a person? Of course, because you should have thought about that when you were drinking.
Or at least when he got in the car.
Well, he got in the car. He couldn't think anymore.
So it was the initial opening that you're responsible for before anything actually hits.
Right. So it's the allowing oneself to let the Yetzer Hara take him over in the beginning. To begin with.
So I'm sorry, what remind me what the penalty is for Chil Hashem?
Yeah, Misa.
So a Jew who goes out and does Chil Hashem in the United States of America, that we should the person, according to us, should be Chayav Misa, right?
V'dei Shemayim, yeah.
And they should remember that before they do the action that's going to cause their Chol Hashem.
Of course.
Okay. Remember that when we talk about this people later.
Tonight?
The people that we're davening for, who commit Chil Hashem, who are Chayav Misa, all those people, they should have thought about their action before they entered in a situation where they'd be committing Chil Hashem.
It doesn't exempt us from our. Aval kasha datay nechoyne imoy lahakir esboy, right? When someone has the appropriate das and he recognizes his creator. And he knows with full clarity that by filling his desire, his repulsive desire, his animalistic desire, he is going to distance himself from Hashem. And he's going to create a barrier between himself and his Father in heaven. Anybody who knows that with absolute clarity, no person would sell their world for a foolishness such as this. And that is why Chazal say, "Das deo kanisa machasarta." If you have knowledge, you're lacking nothing. Because das is the root and the source for all spiritual life. And it is the foundation of the observance of Torah and Mitzvahs. So, Das is what Das really is, and every person knows this. So, it's not Das, is not really, that knowledge is not the right word for Das. Because everybody knows this. Everybody knows that by doing an Avera, one is distancing himself from Hashem and creating a barrier. Das means connection. person is just disconnected.
Doesn't need strictness?
Awareness?
Huh?
Awareness?
Yeah, well, I guess that's what awareness is. It's a person being connected to that they know.
Malchus is connection. Malchus is connected. Is connection. And so you, that's connection from above. So you lost.
Isn't
your connection to Malchus?
It's just knowledge, right?
Yeah, one answer. It's different.
Yeah.
Right. Right. Malchus is connection between yourself. Malchus is connection between ourselves and the Midas. Das is the connection between the Midas and the Moichan, between Midas and Chachma Bina. When our love and our fear and all that kind of stuff, when it's not connected to what we believe in our head. I mean, our emotions can be totally different than what we understand. There's das is missing. Malchus is connecting to the actually making that our actions should reflect that we feel. Whatever it is.
Sometimes
it's a further level down.
Sometimes acting in your feelings is not appropriate.
Right. No, I'm saying even when our feelings are in tune with what we know. Right. There's the intellect. That's Chachma Bina. Right. Then there's the emotions. That's all the Midas. Right.
Don't they work oppositely? Something.
Yeah, they're not supposed to. Right. That's when there's a lack of das, then they work in different directions. Das is what connects the intellect to the emotions.
It's the conduit
that connects the.
They don't necessarily work in different directions, but they could. They could. Right.
When they do work in different directions, that means that there's a lack of das. There is no connection between the intellect and the emotions. What he was referring to, Malchus is action. So a person can have proper intellect, emotions can be connected, but yet it won't come, the person doesn't bring it out into action. Or into speech. Malchus what's the word? It's bringing something out.
It sounds like it's your ability to rule over.
Right. Malchus is actually bringing all of that into fruition. Okay. Yes, lahisiv oid beinin hakdomas bakoshas hadas the tshuva. So this is the reason why he got into all of this is he was explaining why the bracha of atochini leodam das precedes the brach of tshuva. Right, first, in order to be able to do tshuva properly, in order to say I'm hashiveinu avinu l'soyr v'secha, we have to first ask for das. One cannot do proper tshuva without understanding A, what their chait is, how terrible their chait is, B, who they are doing tshuva to. We have to have some kind of knowledge of what Hashem is all about. And three, in order for a person to make sure that they're not going to do the avera again, there's got to be a knowledge of how severe that person has to have that connection between what they know and what they feel.
So it's the das that I lack and people like me lack, where we know one thing, we do something else.
To Makkas Medina.
Right.
Makkas Medina means it's
playing on everybody.
We know what we should be doing, but we don't do it. Right? Or we know we shouldn't be doing that, but we still do it.
Yeah, I wonder what Makkas Medina means.
Yeah. You're okay. He's
done fine. I don't know anything about you.
Thanks.
can leave now.
Yesh lahaysev oid v'inin hagdamas bakashas adas ha'tshuva. We can add on another aspect in this concept of proceeding to ask for a das before we ask for tshuva. According to the Slonim Rebbe, the first Slonim Rebbe, Al Mamar Chazal, he comments on the words of Chazal. Chazal say, "I'm a kaddish isha al menashani tzadik." If someone betroths a woman, he says to her, "You are to be my wife, harayat mikudashesli, on the condition that I'm a tzadik." It makes that.
That's good.
Huh? He makes that stipulation. Say Chazal, afilu Rasha Gamor, even if it is known that until this point he was an absolute Rasha, Mekudeshes. She is Mekudeshes, meaning that she cannot marry anybody else until she gets a get from him. Why? Shema Hiru Tshuva Vedati, because maybe the second before he was Mekadesher, he had a thought of Tshuva. And a person could be transformed in a second.
Wow.
From a Russia to a Zadik. Shekosha. So this Gemara seems to be very difficult. Eich Russia gomor neepach letzadik laidei hir tshuva b'vad? Can somebody who is an absolute Russia become transformed to a Zadik just by a thought of tshuva? Umevayer, and the Slonim Rebbe explains, ki daiku chazal Belishna. Chazal were very specific in their language. Ba'omram, they said, Shema hir tshuva bidatoi. It says, maybe he did tshuva in his knowledge. Bidatoi. Or in his mind. V'loy amru shema hir tshuva beliboi. It doesn't say maybe he did tshuva in his heart. That wouldn't have been enough. Doing tshuva in your heart is not good enough. One has to do tshuva b'data, and he explains. Ki isa b'zayra kodesh. It says in the Zayra kodesh, chachma moicha bina liba. That chachma is in the brain, bina understanding is in the heart. V'das hi amida kelelas chachma bina. Das is the attribute that encompasses Chachma and Bina.
Isn't that what Paro was trying to squeeze out of the Jews, was Das, because it's like in the throat?
What?
The kind of the connection between the brain and the heart. It's right. Kind of like in the throat in a way, because it's constricted, and that's what Paro tried
to... Yeah. Right there. So he's going to explain exactly what we just spoke about. The Das is the conduit between the mind and the heart. Yes, tshuvas hamoyach. There are those that do tshuva in their brain. Shemekoira mitoch sichlius. Right? The source of that tshuva comes from intellect, from understanding. Yes, tshuvas alev. And then there's a person that does tshuva in their heart. Habenuya al regash alev, which is a tshuva based on emotion. V'chol achas mehen b'fnei atzma, and each one onto their own, adayin eina tshuva shleima, is not a full tshuva. Okay, im tshuvos hahi beitztarfus chachma moicha v'regash aleiv. But if the tshuva is to connect one's mind and one's heart, which is das, das is the connection. V'hir tshuva b'datoi, the person did tshuva in their das, meaning that they realize that they have to have this connection. This das that encompasses the two of them, or that connects the two of them, zoisi tshuva shleima, that is whole tshuva. Shafilu em haya rasha gomor, even if the person was an absolute rasha, mesugol bekoicha leishapech, tekev umayad letzadik. The person has with the power of das to transform into a tzadik immediately. Now, how a Russia is able to connect all of a sudden their mind and their heart, I have no idea. But I guess if they would have that ability, it would be possible. It's something that we struggle with our entire lives. So connecting our intellect to our feelings, our emotions. And he's saying that if somebody is able to hold on to that, to just grab onto that das and make that connection, that person at that point would be a tzaddik. Right, Rish Lakish did jump in, right? Hmm? Yeah, Rish Lakish is one case where he...
It's a good example.
Yep. Lachain, Magdimim Bekoshas Adas Tshuva. That's why we introduce our, or we precede our asking for Das by asking for Tshuva. But we precede our asking for Tshuva by asking for Das. Shetiat Tshuva Matach Midas Adas, because we want our Tshuva to be with Das. Moyach Velev, a connection between our mind and our heart. But after we ask, we ask, take us back with a whole tshuva before you. Just like the Avera included the eye seeing and the heart desiring, and our actions following through. So also the tshuva and the correction for that our tshuva has to also include all these three, meaning it has to be our brain understanding, our heart, our emotions being in touch with that we understand, and our actions should also be in tune with this acceptance of tshuva. To subjugate our limbs and our stiff neck through our toil in avodas Hashem, Ad ki yitar evarav, until our limbs are purified, to the point that our bones will say, Hashem, who is like you? But ikra yigia, now he mentioned for a moment here just before that in order to, so there are actually three levels here, right? There's the intellect, there is the heart, which is the emotions, and then, as Yehuda mentioned before, there's malchus, which is our actions reflecting that we understand, that we know, and that we feel. And each one, so there, each one of these three levels, which is the mind, the emotion, the intellect, the emotions, and our actions, each one requires its own avodah in order to purify them. So the way to subjugate our actions is through toil in the service of Hashem. The ikra yegia, and he says the main toil tzrich elias biyegias haTorah has to be through toil and Torah. K'vad achsiv v'zayir haKodesh, as it says in the Zayir haKodesh, v'yar menucha ki toiv do Torah shebeksav. It says about Yisoschar that he saw rest, he saw tranquility, that it is good. Do Torah shebeksav. That's referring to the written Torah. The written Torah is somewhat restful, tranquil. It's not something that we have to toil to understand.
It's not?
The written Torah. It's not, well, I guess in comparison. Yes, Aretz Kinaima, the, and that, and then it says after that that the earth was sweet. Don Torah Sheval Peh. That is referring to Torah Sheval Peh. This is the words of the Zohar. Vayet Shichmai Lizboil. Then it says, and that he put forward his shoulder to carry the load. The Mizbol Oyla Shal Torah. That is to carry the yoke of Torah with a davkeba and to connect to it yoyme v'leila during the night, day and during the night u'latoshe garme bay and to weaken his bones through it. V'hainu, which means lilmoid, part of Torah learning is to learn v'yegia atzuma with great toil ad la'toshe garme bay, to the point that the person weakens his bones through it.
Guess we're not working hard enough.
Yep. It means, I think it means physical. The person has to overextend themselves physically for a Torah learning. Meaning, it's not sufficient to for a person just to learn Torah, or to, I think he's referring to the yoke of Torah, not necessarily learning Torah itself, but the yoke of Torah observance has to be to the can't. It's not enough that the person should just should serve Hashem according to their just according to their physical abilities. There is a require what the Zohar Kodesh is saying is that there is a requirement for the person to overextend themselves.
Toil. Work.
No, we find some people that do that for their work. That's
you that,
huh?
You can the Rabbanim.
Right.
You see it. You see it. Yeah, the community leaders are overextended.
Oh, that's for sure.
Way overextended.
So that's the Zohar Kodesh says that's a requirement for a especially for a person who's trying to do tshuva for overextending themselves. To do averus, right? The person has to definitely, in order to counter that, the person has to overextend themselves to do mitzvahs and to learn Torah. As it says in the Zohar HaKadosh, Les loch milu letavra yitzra bisha ala b'raisa. There is nothing better to break the Yitzhahara than Torah learning. And this is according to what we just said, ki tzorach gam tikkun hadas gam tikkun ha'evarim, that besides refining or correcting one's das, which is the heart and which is the mind and the heart, gam tikkun ha'evarim, the person has to also correct their limbs, which is the actions. By learning Torah, that both weakens, by learning Torah in a way that a person overextends themselves, and it weakens their body, and not only that, but it also illuminates a person's knowledge. So in Torah learning is included mind, the heart, and the limbs. Taram with a kadosh of kedusha al yona, to purify them and to sanctify them with a higher kedusha. Va'oz ha'tikun u'b'chol chelkei kemes aguf, and then that refinement touches all of the, encompasses all of the person's body, his mind, heart, and limbs. Ahave b'chol tshuva shalema, that is tshuva shalema, absolute total tshuva.